It's Another In Your Shoes. It is John Gibbons hosting this one. Oh, I've got headphones. There I am. John Gibbons in your ears, yours and mine. I am hosting, and I have got Dan Austin. I've got Tezza, who's just able to get a drink within the Farmer's Arms, by the way. And I've got Ian Ryan as well. And we're going to do four more teams. I'm going to do one as well. But we're going to start a little bit of phone there. That's mine. Start with Ian Ryan, who's got Man City, which seems like a little bit of a nice one. I've heard they've got a few quid and they're good, but as Dan Austin's just pointed out,
he's all right in dance.
He's just got in your head early. He's got in your head like it's a competition. Yeah, bit to do, mate.
Yeah, a little bit to do. So I think, obviously, there's potentially an elephant in the room in that the manager might decide to go in 12 months' time. And I think we're working under a proviso that there's every chance that it is Pep Guardiola's last season. And then there's a number of players who are also entering the last year or the last 2 years of the contract as well. So I think the first thing that we have to sort really is De Bruyne's contract. But he is nearly 33 years of age, so I don't think it's not the end of the world if he does decide he doesn't want to extend. But we are going to put another 1 year extension in front of him, which will take him till he's nearly 35. But there's a very realistic chance that he goes anyway next summer when he's 34. But to be honest, all parties are pretty sound. Really, they've done 10 years. No one really owes anyone anything. And it just gives everyone a little bit of protection, including him if he has another bad injury and stuff. So we're going to put that extension in front of De Bruyne.
Okay.
We're also going to put an extension in front of John Stones, who has got 2 years left. But we want to extend that by another year, which will take him to 33 years of age. Bernardo Silva has got 2 years left on his deal. We don't think he's in any rush to extend. He's threatened a few times now that he wants to leave, and he's almost gone on a number of occasions, so there's a very realistic chance that we decide to sell Bernardo Silva. And I think it might align with the fact that Pep Guardiola leaves, and at that same time he decides to kind of move on as well. So we're kind of comfortable with that at the minute. He's got 2 years. We'd like him to stay for one more year, but at the minute we feel like he's just going to play it out a little bit, and then we have a decision to make next year. We've got a number of defenders that are getting on a little bit, but we're probably going to kick that down the road because we want a future plan in the more attacking areas.